Improbable Aurovillians bring you part 6 of the Thingamy What's It? Revolution de la Kids. Scene 1. At Donna Lashmi's house.
More coffee at 12?
No, thank you, Donna. You know, Donna, I can say that this is the first morning that I have felt at peace in a long, long time.
It's such a beautiful morning.
And something in me has changed. I really feel this. When I heard a woman singing like a man that was actually a man, such beautiful songs, it was like a clear vision of the Shiva Parvati consciousness.
I think we only have a few moments of transcendence like that in our life. And we have to make sure that we change our life accordingly.
True, Donna. I will change. I can see that I have been chasing shadows on the outside, when inside...
It's so dark.
No, actually, I was going to say inside is all the answers. One only has to look.
Mind if I turn on Tomorrowville Radio?
Not at all.
And here's the BBC. Hi, this is the top 10. We're going to give you the pop hits.
No. Can you actually see any of the rebel faction from where you stand?
No, but I was told by the workers that shortly after 8 a.m. this morning, about 400 children stormed the papier-mâché box and all the workers were asked to leave. Hold on. There seems to be some movement behind one of the pieces of newspaper. Yes, I can definitely see a kid moving around behind one of the sheets. About 4 rows up. He's definitely letting down something.
Move back! A bomb!
Everyone that's gathered outside is now running backward. They think it might be some kind of explosive device. There's an eerie silence. And another sound. There's a sound coming from inside. It sounds like kids. Kids laughing. Strange. As I speak, someone is whispering what has been let down. It looks like a rope with a tin on the end. Yes, it definitely is a rope. With an empty tin at the end. I'm holding it in my hand as I speak to you. And it's a Cerelac tin. It looks like some sort of primitive speaking device. Hold on, let me try. Hello? Hello?
Hello, who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to ace reporter Luno from Tomorrowville Radio.
Good. I want the world to hear our demands.
We want more... freedom!
We want to be left alone!
We don't want to be preached! We don't want politics!
The Revolutionary Front of Kids, the RFK, are declaring a breakaway republic!
Yes, I understand. What are your grievances?
We are tired of people telling us what to do.
We want absolute freedom!
We're tired of people ruling with power and not with
consciousness!
Yeah, consciousness!
We are tired of big people telling us how to live. We don't want dogma!
No, we like dogs!
Not dogs, dogma!
We also like cats!
Okay. But above all, we don't want rules or laws or regulations.
Once again, this is Luno, reporting live from the center. I am now in contact with the breakaway Republic of Kids, who have barricaded themselves in the papier-mâché... Hold on. Hello? Can you hear me?
Our first demand is that all meetings be stopped.
And that big people try to be nicer. That they ride cycles and stop driving bikes so fast.
We demand better cooked food.
And less homework.
No. Let the world hear! The RFK give you 5 hours to comply with our demands! Or the tea, holy teacup will be completely smashed!
With a big hammer!
Yeah. Long live the revolution!
Long live the revolution! Long live the revolution!
Wow! That's amazing! How courageous!
I hope they are not thinking of accepting their demands. This is terrorism!
Terrorism? This is a genuine freedom struggle. They have grievances.
Once you accept one demand, you never know what is next.
Etoile, I don't see. I mean, I just can't believe. You said you wanted to change. You had an experience that opened your eyes. Inclusiveness.
Oh, Donner, inclusive does not mean being stupid.
Donner
Lakshmi, they are only children. They cannot understand the complexity of things. Only people who are big and can see things in black and white, so to speak, can understand.
I feel I've made a terrible mistake. We obviously... Look, I'm leaving. I'm going to see this revolution with my own eyes.
Scene 2. At the Downhill.
Change, big change for a hungry man.
Solo quelli che lavorano mangeranno il pollo.
I can't understand your lingo. See, I was on the bridging fund once, and they dropped me from that.
Dovresti imparare un mestiere invece della musica che non serve a niente.
And when I was dropped from that, they said I should work at Le Sloppy Joe's, but I am an artist. Dishwashing isn't my sadhana.
Ma mangia ma erba secca.
Spare some change.
I would like to give you something, but I have to go to a meeting.
But mister, it will only take you a second to reach into your pocket.
But I am really in a rush. I should be at the meeting already. And if I give you some money, I really need to hear what you are playing.
But you earned a few bars.
Not enough to decide how much. If any money, I should give you.
You're joking with me, surely.
No. I am serious. How can I give you money without first hearing you play and getting something from it?
You can keep your money. By the way, what meeting are you going to?
Oh, it's a very important meeting on the new money consciousness. I am the chairperson. This is why I cannot be late.
This is a general announcement. All meetings have been cancelled. Listen, this is a general announcement. All meetings have been cancelled. I repeat, all meetings cancelled until further notice.
What are we going to do?
Say, and we were just coming up to tea and biscuit time. I wonder if we'll still be getting those. Ah, Blade, there you are. Have you got any idea what's going on?
Oh, hello, Mr. Charles. For you, must be big blow, no meetings.
Oh, yes, well, take it on the chin, as they say.
Take it to China?
I was hoping that you would be able to tell me what's going on.
I don't know much. Only I heard there is Revolutionary Front take over papier-mâché and threaten to smash teacup.
Really? Extraordinary!
Charles!
Oh, dear. Another bad dream?
Much worse. When I got up this morning, Norman Dorset Jr. crawled out of the house, and I thought he was just going for a crawl in the garden. But he never came back.
That's terrible. I'm sure someone will find him. Here, use my handkerchief.
Oh, thank you. And I followed his prints till the tar road. I'm so terribly worried.
Oh, madam, madam, you are very lucky to have found us. Because I am Blade. Maybe you heard of me.
I don't think so.
Well, never mind. I happen to be an expert at tracking. You should give me a few details. What was this person wearing?
Diapers.
Diapers. How do you spell diapers?
D-I-A-P-E-R-S.
Okay, got it. And what color?
White.
And last, he was seen heading toward center, correct?
Yes, that's right. Thank you so much.
Oh, never mind. Look, I will make some calls and I'll be back in jiffy, okay?
Good on you, Blade. I'll take Madame Flaflatsky to La Sloppy's.
Nema problema.
Meet us there.
Okay, nema problema.
Scene 3. In front of the cuisine toot crew.
Well, you don't know, you know no one. Till the meeting's ended and to home you go. Or you try to extend it, but the topic's a no-show. Oh, meeting man, oh, meeting man. Oh, meeting man, oh, meeting man. Divine, I'm down with my head in my hands. I got me the meeting band blues and no one understands. Oh, meeting man, oh, meeting man, oh, meeting man.
A meeting man, do you mind not singing? I find it very disturbing.
I didn't know anybody else was here. Why are you here, Etoile? I thought you'd be checking out the revolution.
First, I have something very important to do, if you can see. And second, oh, it's a long story.
Etoile, we only got time. It's 11.
When I first came here a long time ago, I fell immediately in love with this woman. She had beautiful red hair and quite a nice body. Anyway, to make a long, long story short, she, or more particularly her ex-husband, were incessant revolutionaries. It was revolution in the morning and revolution at night. It was 1968 this and 1968 that. So I developed, you could say, after a time, a kind of revolutionary immunity. You could say that also I fell out of love.
Oh, that's too bad. Hey, what's all that equipment for?
Oh, I am fed up. Up to here of having my chapals stolen.
Chapals?
Chapals!
Whatever.
And I'm planning to catch the corporate and then filing a case. Maybe under the Gundas Act.
Wow. You really grab life by the scruff of the neck, don't you?
You could say that. And why are you here so early?
What? Haven't you heard? All the meetings are cancelled. And I don't know what to do with my life. It's like the carpet has been yanked out from under me.
Da, cheer up. I'm sure some meeting will come up. Otherwise, organize a secret meeting.
A meeting for meeting's sake? Like counter-revolutionary? Wow.
Exactly.
Fantastic.
Scene 4. Back at the papier-mâché box.
And for you now, there is an eerie calm. This is Ace Reporter Luno signing out. Back to you, Orobara.
Luno. Oh, it's good to see a familiar face. I didn't know you worked for the radio.
Oh, crikey, it's been an exciting day. Yeah, decided I need to do something while I was out here.
Oh, sorry. Luno, this is Madame Flaflatsky.
I think we met through under different circumstances.
Jesus, so it is. Didn't recognise you without your dress on.
Oh, yes, of course. How forgetful of me. It was you that gave me the card. Well, we're actually looking for Blade. He disappeared on us. You see, Madame Flaflatsky...
My son, Norman Jr. Norman Dorset Jr. Well, he's gone missing. And I'm so dreadfully worried.
And Blade said he would track him down.
We haven't seen or heard of him for, oh, well, over an hour.
Blade? I caught sight of him out of the corner of my eye while I was filing my report.
When? Where?
Not long ago. Here, follow me.
This revolution of children, are they serious?
Damn right they are.
Well, how can they succeed if they're only kids?
They've got brains and they've got guts.
Makes you want to be young again, just to experience it.
Something's about to jump out of the papier.
Oh, God!
Why, it's Blade.
Thank God he hasn't... He doesn't have NDJ with him.
Bloody hell, that was some jump.
Oh, please help me up.
Why, what happened?
No choice.
Norman Dorset Jr., have you seen him?
Yes, but I could not get him. They were laughing when they saw me climb into portholes. Those little Raskolnikovs. Can you imagine? They think it's a game.
But why? What? Did they throw you out?
No. They put thingamawatches on first level to guard entrance. And I wanted to keep my nose, thank you very much, so I jump.
Norman Dorset Jr., is he all right?
Yes, he looks happy and fine.
We must do something.
Maybe I could negotiate a truce. Luno, how does one communicate with them? You see, I've been taking the course, and I really feel that I'm ready to mediate.
All right, they talk through that Cerelac tin over there. Look, see the rope with the tin on the end?
Right, I've got you. Now, first rule of mediation. Everyone is on level terms. Second rule of mediation. Everyone has an equal voice.
Scene 5. Back at the cuisine, Toot Crew.
I say, this is an excellent filet mignon. It's wonderful. Really, I mean, the chef here must have trained in cordon bleu.
Do you need a hand with that rope?
No, I am perfectly capable of untying myself.
Stop! Don't do that. The rope around your neck and behind your back, it only seems to be getting tighter.
Nonsense! I am perfectly capable!
If you don't mind, I'm going to untie you. Soon there won't be any food left.
Oh, okay, Jimmy, please.
There.
Well, it proves this is a very ingenious rope system that will not let anybody escape.
Please leave your chappals there.
I cannot.
Please leave your chappals there.
No chappals in the kitchen.
I cannot, I tell you. I cannot take them off. They are stuck.
What?
Super glue.
Why did you super glue your chappals on?
This was part of my cunning plan.
Here, lift your foot up. Maybe if I pull.
It's tearing my skin. Look here. Take my comrade man to cut it off with.
Okay, I'll try with
cut
a comrade.
My skin, huh?
Slip. It's dirty, man. Stop moving. I don't want to cut you.
That's not enough.
I don't want to cut any closer. I'm scared I'll cut you.
Oh, damn it. I cannot water around with bits of chapels hanging from my feet.
Nobody will notice.
Nobody will notice? Bullshit. This looks like a yak with skin disease.
All right, Twile, stop being so vain.
How dare you call me vain? Have you any idea what sort of blow my ego has taken last month?
Okay, look. I'm sorry. Can we just get some lunch?
Please take your chappels off.
This is not chappels, damn it. This is a very personal disease.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Tune in next week to hear the further adventures of the improbable Aurevillians. Will the children's revolution succeed? Or will they blow up the teapot? Same time, same place. The improbable Aurevillians.